RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Bank Negara Indonesia BNI launched a special account for disadvantaged children. Indonesia prepares anti-Kong border post to be international import-export route. Indonesian government will increase training for the Pacific countries. Now the news in detail. Indonesian state-owned lender Bank Negara Indonesia, or BNI, launched TASA, a special savings account for disadvantaged children, on Sunday as part of its larger effort to widen the country's financial inclusion. TASA will be used to funnel social assistance funds from the Social Affairs Ministry to street children, abandoned children, children with disabilities, and other disadvantaged children, allowing them to access basic social services. BNI Managing Director of Institutional Relations and Transactional Banking, Adi Sulistiyawati, said during the August 20th launch at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Cultural Park, Jakarta, as a participant in the government's program, BNI will help to disperse social assistance funds through a cashless system. Earlier, the lender launched student savings accounts to promote financial literacy among young people. In the long run, the move is expected to broaden BNI's customer base and, in turn, its third-party funds. Indonesian Social Affairs Ministry's Director General of Social Rehabilitation, Marjuki, said that TASA would reach 23,800 children nationwide. The social assistance funds will be distributed to children under 18 years old, with each child entitled to receiving 1 million rupiah annually. The government of Indonesia is preparing the integrated cross-border post anti-Kong in Sanggau District, West Kalimantan, to be one of the international export-import routes in Indonesia. The construction of the country's cross-border aims at increasing economic growth on the border in particular and West Kalimantan in general. This was conveyed by Assistant Deputy of Land Border Area of National Border Management Agency, Marhaban Ibrahim, in Antikong on Sunday, August 20.
The development of the integrated cross-border post aims at simplifying and improving accessibility. So far, the border post is only for traditional trading with KILB, or Cross-Border Identity Card. Later, this integrated cross-border post will become an important export gateway.
Marhaban Ibrahim further said that to realize the international import-export route, Indonesia and Malaysia need transnational policy and equality of perception on the trade traffic system that is applied in the anti-Kong border post in Indonesia and in Tebedu, Malaysia. The Indonesian government is committed to give various trainings in the framework to develop human resources quality for the Pacific countries. One of the commitments is realized by organizing multimedia training course for Pacific countries in Yogyakarta on August 9 to 19, 2017. As quoted by the Foreign Ministry page in Jakarta on Monday, Director of Family Technical Cooperation Muhammad Sharif Alata said that 15 participants from 6 countries in the Pacific region, namely Fiji, Nauru, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, and Timor-Leste, including 4 participants from Indonesia, joined in the training. Muhammad Sharif Alata's hope the training gives provisions for the Pacific countries in anticipating the very fast development of technology, information, and communication. He believes the capacity in the utilization of multimedia can create a conducive situation in the development. The Indonesian Cyber Media Association will hold the first Congress in Jakarta on Tuesday, August 22. The first Congress will be implemented as a mandate of the Indonesia Cyber Media Association Declaration held in Jakarta on April 18. The Congress will be opened by the Minister of Communications and Informatics Rudiantara. Chairman of the Presidium of Indonesia Cyber Media Association, Wenceslaus Manggut, said there are 3 important agendas discussed in this Congress, namely the discussion of the basic budget, the work program, and the establishment of new board of the Indonesia Cyber Media Association. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Committee of the Indonesia Cyber Media Association Congress, Adi Prasetya, said in his press statement in Jakarta on Monday that 17 provinces are ready to attend the first Congress. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises is helping tourism development of West Sumatra to accelerate the economic growth through development of tourism destinations in the province. The Ministry's Deputy of Financial Services Business Survey and Consultant Gatot Trihargo said that this year's physical development will be done in Purus Beach, Kalok Sembilan, and Sihanouk Canyon. The whole program of West Sumatra tourism development is done by 23 state-owned enterprises in this region so that tourism in West Sumatra will be more expanding. In the near future, similar projects will also be conducted in some other tourist areas so that tourism potential in West Sumatra can be optimally utilized. Meanwhile, Governor of West Sumatra Irwan Prayitno acknowledged that contribution of state-owned enterprises to the regions in West Sumatra is quite large and gives a direct impact on the community. The Indonesia Asian Games Organizing Committee in Ascok is seeking 20,000 Indonesian and foreign volunteers during the event in Jakarta and Palembang from August 18 to September 2, 2018. In Ascok's administration deputy, Francis Wanandi, recently said that the official registration would be open today, on Monday, until early September. Wanandi added that those interested to volunteer may register directly at Inascog's booth at the Asian Games International Fitness and Health Expo 2017 at the Jakarta Convention Center from August 19 to 20, while the online registration will be opened later this month. He noted the online registration will be opened in 2 weeks as its current information technology has not been ready yet. The registration process is as simple as collecting copy of personal identification, such as citizen identification card, passport, or student card, and then waiting for the acceptance call from Inascog. According to Wanandi, foreign volunteers are needed particularly as translators for athletes and officials from 44 countries to communicate with the Indonesian committee. He explained the terms and conditions for foreign volunteers have not been decided yet, but many people have been showing their interest to pay their own tickets and accommodations. Wanandi noted that the volunteers would be initially posted during the Asian Games test events in early February 2018. The last item, Batam is going to host a sport activity called Nongsa Challenge 2017 on August 27. The event is a collaborative effort between PsychoSport, Turi Beach Resort, and is supported by Batam Tourism and Culture Department and the Tourism Ministry. The race is divided into four categories. The first category is for cyclists with a speed of 35 km per hour. The second one is for 20 km per hour cyclists. The third and women's open are for 25 km per hour cyclists. The starting point will be at Engku Putri Batam Center Square and then headed to Simpang Kepri Mall. The first and second categories will circle around the 12-kilometer Nongsa Main Street. For the 7 laps wheels, the third and women's categories will take 5 laps. The race will be joined by 120 cyclists from 18 countries such as the United Kingdom, Singapore, Australia, Japan, France, Germany, Belgium, the United States, Denmark, Canada, India, and Malaysia. Tourism Ministry is convinced that this event will attract plenty of overseas tourists to come to Batam. For Tourism Minister Arif Yahya, Great Batam is one of the three main entrance gates to Indonesia, with the other two, which are Bali and Jakarta. Listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Bank Negara Indonesia BNI launches special account for disadvantaged children. Indonesia prepares anti-Kong border post to be international import-export route. Indonesian government will increase training for the Pacific countries. That was the news.
This is our commentary for today, entitling Responding on the Upside-Down Indonesian Flag Incident at the SEA Games 2017. The 29th Southeast Asian Games, known as SEA Games in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, was officially opened by the Yang Dipertuan Agong of Malaysia, Sultan Muhammad V, on Saturday. About 85,000 spectators witnessed the opening ceremony held at Bukit Jalil Stadium, Kuala Lumpur. Theme, Rising Together. Malaysia, as the organizer, wants to send a message to all countries in Southeast Asia to have the same passion to rise and advance together to look at the future. However, the spectacular SEA Games was colored by a very unfortunate incident. In the 29 SEA Games guidebook that was distributed to the VVIP guests present at the opening of the 2017 SEA Games, the Indonesian flag was printed upside down, turning to white and red and not red and white. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport Imam Nahrawi expressed his disappointment by uploading it through his social media account. On the incident, Malaysia, through the Minister of Youth and Sport Khairil Jamaluddin, then officially apologized on the incident. Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed his deep regrets on the incidents. According to the President, Indonesia demanded Malaysia apology because it concerns a national pride. Nevertheless, President Joko Widodo wisely said that the incident should not be exaggerated. Despite the fact that the Malaysian government has apologized and President Joko Widodo has urged that this incident should not be exaggerated, the upside-down Indonesian flag incident has sparked protest among the Indonesian public. Malaysia's action as the host cannot be justified. The national flag is a very important symbol of a country. In addition, the spectacular big event like SEA Games should be well prepared, so there would be no mistake that could be vital because it involves the relationship between the two neighboring countries. Hopefully, this incident does not affect the performance and the achievement of Indonesian athletes who are fighting in the SEA Games 2017. In addition, this incident is also a valuable lesson for Indonesia that will host the Asian Games 2018, so it's not making similar mistakes. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
listener, we meet again in our regular Today in History over at River's Voice Indonesia. We start from an event on August 21, 1945, about declaration of the Republic of Indonesian Police. After proclaiming the Indonesian independence, Police First Class Inspector Muhammad Yasin, the police commander during the Japanese occupation in Surabaya, declared police as the Police of Republic of Indonesia on August 21, 1945. The decision was followed by establishing State Police Agency by Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence on August 19, 1945. On September 29, 1945, Indonesian President at that time, Sukarno, installed the first head of Indonesian Police, General R.S. Sukanto. Earlier, the police was under Home Affairs Ministry with the name State Police Department, which was responsible for administration issues, while operational problem was the responsibility of the Attorney General. Then as of July 1, 1946, with the Government Determination No. 11, 1946, the Police Department is directly responsible to the Prime Minister or Head of State. July 1 is annually commemorated as Hari Bayangkara or the National Police Day until now. The next event was in 1959, when Hawaii joined the United States of America. Hawaii is the 50th and most recent state to have joined the United States of America, having received statehood on August 21, 1959. Hawaii is the only U.S. state located in Oceania and the only one composed entirely of islands. It is the northernmost island group in Polynesia, occupying most of the archipelago in the Central Pacific Ocean. Hawaii is the only U.S. state located outside North America. The state encompasses nearly the entire volcanic Hawaiian archipelago, which comprises hundreds of islands spread over 1,500 miles. The last is the largest island in the group. It is often called the Big Island or Hawaii Island to avoid confusion with the state or archipelago. The archipelago is physiographically and ethnologically part of the Polynesian subregion of Oceania. And the next event was in 1945, where National Maritime Day is commemorated. Every August 21st is commemorated as the National Maritime Day. The history recorded that August 21st, 1945, or 4 days after the proclamation of Indonesian independence, the Indonesian Navy succeeded in taking over the power of Japanese maritime military. With simple equipment, Indonesian military can defeat Japan, which used modern weaponry. Besides that, the history also proved that Indonesian Marine, not only its submarine wealth, but also its maritime power, is highly respected by other nations. National Maritime Day is also commemorated considering almost 75% of the Indonesian territory is the sea. Geographically, Indonesia is an archipelago country, with a third of its territory is in the form of ocean. This can be seen with the coastline in almost every island in Indonesia, which reaches approximately 81,000 kilometers and put Indonesia in the second place after Canada as the country that has the longest coastline in the world. Listener, that was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nico Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this day in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. The theme of today's Focus is Indonesia and World Leaders Condemn Terror Act in Barcelona. The government of Indonesia condemns the terror acts that occurred in Barcelona, Spain on August 17, 2017, which resulted in 13 people died and dozens more injured. The press statement of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday, August 18, says the government and the people of Indonesia expressed a deep sorrow and solidarity to the victims and their families because of the acts of terror. Based on the information from the embassy in Madrid, until now there is no information about Indonesian citizens who became victims. However, the government reminds Indonesian citizens, especially those in Barcelona, Spain, to raise awareness and to study the progress of the situation and security in places they visit. In addition, Indonesian citizens living in Barcelona and other areas in Spain are also advised to avoid places that can be the target of terror acts. According to records of the embassy in Madrid, the number of Indonesian citizens in Barcelona is about 120, and overall in Spain there are about 1,620 people. The Nahdlatul Ulama board also condemned the acts of terror in Barcelona, Spain on Thursday, August 17. The board secretary general Helmi Faizal Zaini, in a written statement in Jakarta on Friday, said that Nahdlatul Ulama invites world leaders to proactively fight against radicalism and terrorism. He condemns all acts of terrorism, which he said are crimes and that are contrary to any religious teachings. Not only Indonesia, world leaders also condemned the Barcelona terror action. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said the Wednesday attack on Barcelona was a terrorism that needed a global response. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin openly condemned the Wednesday assault on La Ramblas. He strongly condemned the cruel crimes committed against ordinary people. He underlined the terror attack of Barcelona as a further affirmation of the need to unite the international community in the war against the terrorist forces. Well, that was Focus over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. Indonesian state-owned lender Bank Negara Indonesia BNI launched TASA, a special savings account for disadvantaged children, on Sunday as part of its larger effort to widen the country's financial inclusion. TASA will be used to funnel social assistance funds from the Social Affairs Ministry to street children, abandoned children, children with disabilities, and other disadvantaged children, allowing them to access basic social services. The government of Indonesia is preparing the Antikong Integrated Cross-Border Post in Sanggau District, West Kalimantan, to be one of the international export-import routes in Indonesia. The construction of the country's cross-border aims at increasing economic growth on the border in particular and West Kalimantan in general. The Indonesian government is committed to give various trainings in the framework to develop human resources quality for the Pacific countries. One of the commitments is realized by organizing multimedia training course for Pacific countries in Yogyakarta on August 9-19, 2017. The Indonesia Cyber Media Association will hold the first congress in Jakarta on Tuesday, August 22. The first congress will be implemented as a mandate of the Indonesia Cyber Media Association Declaration held in Jakarta on April 18. The congress will be opened by the Minister of Communications and Informatics, Rudiantara. The Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises is helping tourism development of West Sumatra to accelerate the economic growth through development of tourism destinations in the province. The Ministry's Deputy of Financial Services Business Survey and Consultant, Gatot Trihargo, said that this year's physical development will be done in Purus Beach, Kalok Sembilan, and Sianok Canyon. The Indonesian Asian Games Organizing Committee, INAS GOK, is seeking 20,000 Indonesian and foreign volunteers during the event in Jakarta and Palembang from August 18 to September 2, 2018. INAS GOK's Administration Deputy Francis Wanandi recently said that the official registration would be open today until early September. Batam is going to host a sport activity called Nongsa Challenge 2017 on August 27. The event is a collaborative effort between Psycho Sport, Turi Beach Resort, and is supported by Batam Tourism and Culture Department and the Tourism Ministry. The race is divided into four categories. The first category is for cyclists with a speed of 35 km per hour. The second one is for 20 km per hour cyclists. The third and women's open are for 25 km per hour cyclists. The starting point will be at Engku Putri Batam Center Square and then headed to Simpang Kepri Mall. Listener, that was news in brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Kambang Iwak, tourism park in South Sumatra. Stay tuned. Listeners, some historical buildings of the Dutch heritage exist in various regions in Indonesia. This is because Indonesia has been colonized by the Dutch for 3.5 centuries. One of the Dutch heritages which can be seen is in Palembang, South Sumatra province. This city has many cultural tourism potential. Kambang Iwak Tourism Park is one of the Dutch heritage, which is located not far from Palembang, the capital city of South Sumatra. Listeners, Kambang Iwak Tourism Park is a beautiful city park with a lake at the center. The park is increasingly crowded and visited by Palembang people and also tourists from other parks of Indonesia. The area, which is located on Jalan Tasik Palembang, becomes one of favorite tourism objects to enjoy the green nuance and some Dutch heritage buildings. Kambang Iwak also becomes a public facility for Palembang people because it is completed with supporting facilities. Because of that, Minister of Environment in 2008 and 2010 inaugurated Kambang Iwak as the best city park in Indonesia. Due to its park is awarded Asian Environment Sustainable City 2008 as the cleanest city of Asia. Listeners, Kambang Iwak Tourism Park is easy to be accessed by using private or public vehicles. The park is free of charge. Entering the Kambang Iwak Park, you will be welcomed by shady green trees. In the middle of the park, there is a lake and also a water fountain. Beside that, the park is also completed with facilities and infrastructure that can make tourists feel at home there. There is also a jogging track for you who like sports, and there are also benches at the edge of the lake. At the park, there are also stalls which provide various menus. The park is also completed with free hotspot. Listeners, the best time to visit Kambang Iwak Tourism Park is in the morning or evening because at the time, the air at the park is quite fresh and comfortable to enjoy the park. If you come in the evening, you will see young people who gather from various clubs. Because of its strategic location, the park becomes a place where teenagers meet together and do their activities such as skateboarding, dancing, playing guitar, and many others. At night, the park is still visited by many tourists. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Kambang Iwak Tourism Park in South Sumatra. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. Let's Speak Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Agency for Language Development and Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Belanja Online, or in English means online shopping. Stay tuned. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Belanja. Belanja in English, to shop. Mengapa. Mengapa in English, why. Bingung. Bingung in English, confused. Besok. Besok in English, tomorrow. Teman. Teman in English, friend. Ulang tahun. Ulang tahun in English, birthday. Mencari. Mencari in English, to look for. Kado. Kado in English, gift. Memilih. Memilih in English, to choose. Mau. Mau in English, to want. Perlu. Perlu in English, need. Aman. Aman in English, be safe. Masalah. Masalah in English, problem. Istirahat. Istirahat in English, rest. Bantu. Bantu in English, to help. Traktir. Traktir is to treat. Makan siang in English, lunch. Next is a conversation on belanja online, or in English, online shopping. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly, twice, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Ani and Mary at the office. Ani. Mary, mengapa kamu tampak bingung? Mary, mengapa kamu tampak bingung? In English, Mary, why do you look confused? Mary, besok teman saya ulang tahun. Besok teman saya ulang tahun. In English, my friend will celebrate her birthday tomorrow. Saya tidak ada waktu mencari kado. Saya tidak ada waktu mencari kado. In English,
I have no time to look for gifts.
Ani, beli saja lewat online. Beli saja lewat online. In English, you can buy it through online. Kamu bisa memilih apa yang kamu mau dan kamu perlukan. Kamu bisa memilih apa yang kamu mau dan kamu perlukan. In English, you can choose what do you want to buy and you need. Mary, apakah aman? Apakah aman? In English, is it safe? Ani, selama ini saya tidak ada masalah. In English, there has no problem so far. Mary, nanti pada waktu istirahat, apakah kamu bisa membantu saya? Nanti pada waktu istirahat, apakah kamu bisa membantu saya? In English, can you help me after the break? Ani, baiklah, tapi kamu traktir saya makan siang ya. Baiklah, tapi kamu traktir saya makan siang ya. In English, but you have to treat me for lunch, okay? Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic. Sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia wherever you are. We meet again in our regular Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present you Kroncong songs which will be brought by Indonesian Kroncong female singer, Waljina. Well, to open the segment, let's listen to a Kroncong song entitled Harapan Jumpa by Waljina. Thank you. This song tells the story of a man left by his lover. No news and messages. Although his love is not reciprocated, he still hopes will meet the beloved girl. That was a glimpse of the song Harapan Jumpa. A woman who comes from Solo Central Java is indeed a specialist kroncong singer, particularly Javanese kroncong. She is known by the nickname of Ratu Kroncong or the Queen of Kroncong. Her career began since she won a singing contest of Ratu Kembang Kacang in 1958. In 1965, Waljina also won the Indonesia's radio singing contest, Bintang Radio Indonesia. Earlier in her career, Waljina launched a compilation in an album entitled Elingo Beboyo in 1968 with other singers Eni Kusrini and Sri Rahajeng. Many of her albums were made with accompaniment of Bintang Surakarta Kroncong Orchestra led by Waljina herself. Well, listener, let's listen to the next Kroncong song entitled Kalung Mutiara, sung by Waljina and Gesang.
Selalu tiada kukira begini. Aper putuskan sudah tadi pengikat cintaku. Semula dia berjanji setia padaku, namun akhirnya kini tinggalkan diriku.
That was an original Keroncong song performed by two legendary Indonesian Keroncong singers, the Queen of Keroncong with Indonesian Keroncong Maestro, Gesang. This song tells about the love story that ended sadly. The faithful promise that has been altered only became memories. Now the lover has gone, who left only a gem necklace as a sign of love bond. The gem necklace will be memories throughout the life. In addition to duet with Gesang, Waljina also had a duet with Mus Mulyadi, who is known as Buaya Keroncong or a Keroncong talented singer from Surabaya City. Waljina's own name skyrocketed with the song Walang Kekek. She often performs many songs created by Gesang, Anjarani, and Marzuki Ismail. In her increasingly aging age, Waljina remains faithful with Keroncong music and will preserve it. Several months ago, she was still involved in the implementation of Solo Keroncong Festival 2017, which was held on July 21 to 22, 2017. Although only behind the scenes, Waljina is glad to keep doing effort to preserve Keroncong music in the homeland, Indonesia. Well, listener, we end today's regular music corner with the last two Keroncong songs by Waljina, entitled Keroncong Meratap Hati and Stumble Jauh di Mata. Happy listening, and we meet again in the next edition of Music Corner. Bye for now. Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.